From Madison, Wisconsin, World Dairy Expo presents The Dairy Show, the digital meeting place of the global dairy industry, where we sit down to talk cows, cutting-edge technology, and the colored shavings.
Welcome to The Dairy Show. I am your host, Lisa Benke. Today's guest is Lori Breich. Lori serves as World Dairy Expo's Dairy Systems Manager. Lori, welcome to The Dairy Show.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
So tell us, how many years have you worked for World Dairy Expo, Lori?
In this current role, I've been on staff for 12 years, but have a long history, much, much longer than that, dating all the way back to 1993, I've had involvement.
So how has your role changed during those years?
I was our programs assistant initially, and then on site as a volunteer / dairy cattle show office assistant. And in my current role for the last 12 years, I've been our dairy cattle show coordinator and then transitioned, as you said, to our dairy systems manager. In that time, I've seen a lot of changes with the dairy cattle show entry system, going from paper to across three different management platforms and merging those all into one and having an online entry system specifically for dairy cattle exhibitors. So making it a lot easier for management of dairy cattle entries and tablets throughout the grounds and managing entries that way.
Lori, you have been central to so many big changes at World Dairy Expo, and we're going to get around to talking about those as we go through this podcast. But despite World Dairy Expo being 7 days long now. 7 days. There never seems to be enough time to take it all in, let alone meet and talk with everyone you wish you could during that week. So we've tried to help out in a couple of ways. And one of those ways is the World Dairy Expo app. And you being the developer of that great app, I wanted to have you tell us a little bit more about how to use it and why you should use it.
The World Dairy Expo app is essential for anyone wanting to visit the show grounds in charting your course and charting your day to make it the most efficient possible. You can favorite scheduled events, so you can have a pop-up reminder for those trade show events, meetings, or even the dairy cattle show itself show up on your device to remind you that it's happening in a few minutes. You can also plan your route throughout the trade show. You can favorite various different booths so you can make an efficient travel through the exhibition hall, through the trade center, and through the grounds and in creating your day. If you have only a few short hours, you can make sure you get those important stops in. You can favorite those, heart them, and then see where all your favorites are and navigate.
World Dairy Expo is big, 164 acres, and we use every inch of that campus. So you're right, Lori, plan your trip wisely, save yourself some steps, because besides time, let's admit it, our dogs don't need to be walking that many miles either. If you can plan accordingly, World Dairy Expo's trade show is spread across multiple venues on the grounds. So the World Dairy Expo app, you hold it in your hand, it's right there on your smartphone. Everything you need to know to go is there. And like you said, you can conveniently make appointments and get all those reminders and get dairy cattle show results. You can do so many things on that phone, including watch Expo TV, which is also something that you manage.
Yes, Expo TV is a highlight that people can see the show happening right at their fingertips, wherever they are. So in that platform is actually going to be changing this year to a subscription-based viewing platform for Expo TV. So more to come on that. So be sure to watch our news releases on how to access Expo TV this year.
Oh, stay tuned. There's always changes and information to be shared. The other thing that we do to help people that can't seem to get it all packed into those 7 days is we host the Dairy Show. And today, instead of talking about people, Lori and I are going to be talking about those iconic places that people like to have their pictures taken at World Dairy Expo. And it's just really fun. The history of World Dairy Expo and the grounds, I think, is really interesting and something that after 50 plus years, I think, is lost on a lot of people. So today, we're going to share with you some facts and figures and fun things about World Dairy Expo and the grounds, and especially those iconic places that you might like to have your picture taken while you're here with us in Madison, Wisconsin. So I guess I'd like to start out, Lori, with a little true or false question here. So, Lori, true or false? The Dairy Cattle Show took place in the Coliseum during that first show in 1967.
The Dairy Cattle Show did not take place in the Coliseum. It actually was held in the Arena Building. So we have some really iconic photos of our first champions in the Arena Building. It was a fun time.
That first show had 1,600 head attend. It's hard to imagine putting 1,600 head through the arena building, which now we all enjoy as the Tan Bark. It's our meeting place at World Dairy Expo, but it's interesting how these different buildings have been retooled during the years. So the first year, the Coliseum was not where the Dairy Cattle Show took place. What did happen in the Coliseum?
The Coliseum was more for events and banquets and good times. So square dancing actually happened in the Coliseum, and we had some concerts. I think Louis Armstrong was one of our focal points at one time early on.
So the Coliseum has definitely evolved to and grown with World Dairy Expo. And last year, how many head went through the Coliseum on the colored shavings?
2,500.
That's a lot of animals. I'm glad they're not going through the arena building anymore. Next true or false question. Lori, World Dairy Expo owns the Alliant Energy Center where World Dairy Expo is held. True or false?
World Dairy Expo does not own the Alliant Energy Center.
Oh, two false questions.
Yeah.
We don't own it. That's right. We rent the Alliant Energy Center. And the World Dairy Expo offices are actually located a couple miles away from the grounds. We're not even on the grounds itself. But it's a unique relationship. Tell us a little bit about that relationship that the Alliant Energy Center and World Dairy Expo has enjoyed over that 50-plus year history.
World Dairy Expo has had the pleasure of working with the County of Dane in renting of the facilities and having a grand amount of input in redevelopment and improvement of the facilities. Over the course of years, we have updated the exhibition hall in 1995. And in 2014, the latest improvement of the grounds was the New Holland Pavilions. So taking away about 15 smaller barns intended for animal housing and improving that to two large pavilions that can host multiple events throughout the year. One of those pavilions is heated, so they can host events in the cold of winter as well.
World Dairy Expo is, in fact, a renter at the Alliant Energy Center grounds, but what a special relationship we've enjoyed with the management there through the years. And we look forward to even more improvements to come. Again, stay tuned. This episode, as I mentioned earlier, is about iconic places to get your picture taken. And you can't argue, the Coliseum roofline is about as unique as the Sydney Opera House. So a lot of people love to get their picture taken there. And Lori, we can't talk about World Dairy Expo and not talk about the willows by the pond outside of the Coliseum. That was always a place where if you had your picture taken at the Willows, everybody in the world knew that you were a class winner at World Dairy Expo.
That it was. One of our longtime historical photographers, Agrographics, kind of coined that photography area for us, and we're very appreciative for the amount of time and the creation of the Willow photos. And actually, they are still photographed today for a number of champion and kickoff pictures as well.
And while World Dairy Expo has outlived most of those willows, again, that goes back to that unique relationship we enjoy. The Alliant Energy Center has planted new willows to grow up in their place. So we'll just wait for them to get big and stately like those old ones that Agrographics used to shoot against. And photo backdrops, for the most part, have replaced the willows in a lot of respects. And speaking of backdrops, Lori, I know you too play a huge role in setting the backdrop for the world's greatest dairy show. You help select those colored shavings, and you help select and decorate that celebrated show ring. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the show ring has been decorated since 1984. So this is year 40 already. How about that? The very first shavings put down were blue in color. So, and we've had every year since, we've had a various color. And last year, our color was a brick red for our Dynasty and Dairy. Some of our favorite colors, I think everyone can maybe celebrate with me that our 50th shavings were gold. And we included glitter. That was a process that we certainly had to endure with our shavings provider, but he tackled it with glee, and we were proud to see those applied. We get 135 yards of shavings for our show ring floor for the initial delivery and then supplement throughout the weeks to keep that looking glamorous. So we're excited to continue those relationships moving forward. And of course, the shavings color will be a surprise when it's unveiled with the delivery on Friday, I believe, is when we'll have the delivery this year. So
One of the best kept secrets, none of us at World Dairy Expo, even those of us that work in the office with you, have any clue what color those shavings are going to be. So when the back doors of that big semi open up, it's always a surprise for all of us, except you.
It is a fun time to see that actually the color come true, because, you know, we get a small little baggie of shaving samples and have to imagine it in the big space. So it is kind of a surprise for me too.
Well, I'd love to watch those shavings being colored at some point too. I'm sure it's like the world's biggest TMR mixer. And just imagine trying to keep that dye lot the same. I don't know how they do keep one batch to the next being identical in color, yet they do. When we put it down, it's not a patchwork quilt.
No,
it's a beautiful carpet of the same color.
It is. It is a beautiful color, and keeping it consistent for 135 yards plus 900 additional bags is a feat in itself.
Well, keep holding your breath, folks. Nobody's going to give you a clue today what color those shavings are going to be. And I know you're looking at this year's poster and you're seeing purple and salmon and gold and pink. We'll have to wait and see what they tumble in that big tumbler to crank out for this year's carpet.
We will.
Well, the colored shavings, iconic. People love to have their picture taken on those. For goodness sakes, people have proposed on those colored shavings. They're an important place, and they hold a lot of meaning for people that celebrate with us at World Dairy Expo each year. Another really cool fixture at World Dairy Expo has been there since 1967. On the very first year that World Dairy Expo took place, there was a unique piece of artwork. Lori, tell us about that piece of artwork.
1967, we had the privilege of receiving the globe, which is ironically constructed from two aluminum silo roofs. So our donors, the Raelich Company out of Plainfield, Illinois at the time, saw fit that World Dairy Expo wasn't totally a world until we had a mechanism to showcase to the world that we were world. The structure itself stands 25 feet tall, and it's pretty interesting on how the globe revolves and what it's built on to make its revolution happen. So it is motorized by a 1972 Gran Torino engine. It rotates on a motor-driven 10-ton four-wheel drive rear axle of a 1954 Chevy pickup, and it is tilted at the same angle as the earth. And of course, its reinforcing ribs from the roof do correspond with the world's meridian lines. So the world is painted on to resemble and mimic the continents. And of course, at one time they were painted green if the continent had adequate food supplies. And they were painted orange if they had food shortages.
Well, I think it's crazy, too, that it was a retired professor of agricultural journalism that was tapped to actually paint that initial globe. Can you imagine taking that project on?
It would have been a fun one.
You know, World Dairy Expo relies on our volunteer help, but you never know. You just never know what you might be asked to do for World Dairy Expo, do you?
You never know. That's right.
Well, I hope that Peter Willoughby is able to know that how appreciated his artwork is, because that globe has spun. And this is another interesting factoid about the World Dairy Expo globe. It only spins for?
It only spins for World Dairy Expo, or the world event. And this year will mark year number 57.
There was one exception made to that when Madison hosted the CrossFit Games, which also is a worldwide event and gathered athletes from across the planet.
Yes, and World Dairy Expo allowed for the globe to spin to recognize those worldly athletes coming to Madison, Wisconsin.
But such a rarity. And to think that you said it was a Gran Torino?
Yes.
They just don't build them like that anymore, do they, Lori? That's been humming for 50 plus years.
It's iconic.
Well, if you've never had your picture taken by the globe at World Dairy Expo, I hope that this was impetus to do so, because it is certainly a fixture at World Dairy Expo. And gosh, at 50 plus years, it's now an antique as well. And it's still turning on that axis. So, Lori, one of the other things that's more recent than the globe is one that was dedicated during World Dairy Expo's 50th anniversary. And again, I'm so glad to have you be our guest today, because in 2016, you played a key role in bringing who is known as Miss Madison to World Dairy Expo.
Yes, that was a fun time. At the time, because it was a grand anniversary of 50 years, World Dairy Expo wanted to bring something more to the Alliant Energy Center grounds. In addition to commemorating the world in its first anniversary, 50 is a novel year to commemorate the cow. So World Dairy Expo staff worked with our board of directors in creating this idea, and we worked with a local vendor to bring Miss Madison to life. We worked with a stone company here right in Madison, Quora Stone Company Incorporated, to select our block of rock, and she came from South Dakota. The block is made of Dakota mahogany granite, and she was selected in South Dakota. At the time, our 10-foot by 6-foot by 3-foot block was 47,000 pounds. That block was trucked from South Dakota to Madison, Wisconsin for Quora Stone to carve her explicitly.
And Lori, I can't help but notice that granite came from the state of South Dakota. And when I think of the state of South Dakota, I think of Mount Rushmore. So how fitting is that, that Miss Madison's granite came from the home of Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
And Crazy Horse.
Yes. How about that? We selected the block for the color representation of World Dairy Expo's corporate colors, including the burgundy. But we also wanted the block to have some veination or movement in the rock to kind of signify the flow of milk and how animals grow and change with time. So those were important features that we needed to have when selecting our block. So our block was shaped into our Miss Madison, who is actually representing all 7 dairy breeds. Each feature of her represents a particular breed. Her head represents our milking shorthorns. The brisket and the chest floor represent red and whites. The front shoulders of our jerseys. The barrel is of our Guernseys. Holsteins and jerseys are represented in the rump and rear udder. The fore udder represents our Ayrshires, and brown Swiss represents our stout legs. So we have a sturdy footing for her to stand on her Mendota green granite base. In carving her, she was robotically carved, and we have 650 hours of carving and 350 hours of finishing in creating our Miss Madison.
And so many people stand in front of that cow and get their picture taken. I think she might be photographed more often than our Supreme Champion of World Dairy Expo in any given year. But I would imagine that most people that have stood in front of Miss Madison had no idea the thought and the symbolism that has gone into that beautiful monument to World Dairy Expo's 50th year.
She is truly an ideal model of the 7 true type dairy breeds, and we are so very proud of what she represents and what she will mean going forward, and hope she will be there for the next 50 plus years.
Once you've seen the beautiful animals competing and the colored shavings and the pavilions, don't miss Miss Madison. She's parked between, well, at the corner of the pavilions and between the pavilions and the Coliseum. So you truly cannot miss her on a trip to World Dairy Expo. Well, Lori, it's clear to me that you use the entirety of your brain. You're very analytical. You've put together software that has enhanced the quality of World Dairy Expo's show and results tabulations throughout the years. Your creativity has been dedicated to creating beautiful show rings and lovely colors of the shavings, I might add. And to know that you've had such a hand in creating Miss Madison to a beautiful monument to World Dairy Expo that anyone, and keep in mind, again, we don't own the Alliant Energy Center. There are over 500 events that take place on those grounds.
Yes.
Outside of World Dairy Expo.
Yes. And they all enjoy Miss Madison. And we have a nice plaque to symbolize what she represents and what she means to the Madison industry.
So no matter what, when you come to Madison, be sure to use your World Dairy Expo app to make your trip the most efficient possible so you can see and do as many things as you can while you're here with us in Madison. If you're not able to join us here in Madison, you might want to thank Lori Breich for Expo TV. It's a great way to take in the events of the week, even if you can't join us in Madison. And if you are here in Madison, Don't miss out on the opportunity to have your picture taken in front of these iconic places that we just discussed today. So much history wrapped up in World Dairy Expo, and so much to see and do. So we look forward to seeing you October 1 through 4, 2024. That's the full event if you wish to take in the trade show and the dairy cattle show. But Lori, we have pre-events as well.
We do. We actually kick off our youth events on Saturday, September 28th and 29th with our World Dairy Expo Youth Showmanship and Youth Fitting Contest on Saturday. And then the National Judging Contests are on Sunday. So yes, we have a busy week cut out for us.
And we look forward to seeing you in Madison, Wisconsin this fall. And we look forward to seeing your pictures in front of these iconic World Dairy Expo places after this year's show. Lori, thank you for being our guest today on The Dairy Show. With less than 200 days to go before the show, I guess I better let you get back to work. There's so much to do.
There is so much to do. We have the entry systems to open up, plans to make for Expo TV, and updates to apply to the World Dairy Expo app. So check in with us frequently and get the latest.
Thanks for taking time out today, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Dairy Show. We hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to hit like and subscribe wherever you are listening to us today. And of course, don't forget to tell your friends about how much you are enjoying The Dairy Show. We would love to have them join us as well. And last but not least, if you have any comments for us, send us an email at wde@wdexpo.com. We would love to hear from you.